Learn the art of investing on MoneyWise.
Hello and welcome to the MoneyWise podcast. My name is Sheetal, and in my career as a podcaster and someone from the media, I've often heard of this acronym ABC, and this is supposed to capture the main interests of Indians the world over: astrology, Bollywood, and cricket. I'm going to add a D over here, and that is Dhan, because who doesn't like to focus on wealth creation and management, really? And we've decided to bring the two together on today's special edition of the MoneyWise podcast. And yes, you know, cricket is most certainly in the air. In recent times, the Indian women's cricket team won the gold medal at the 2023 Asian Games, as did the men's team. India also won the Asia Cup final against Sri Lanka comprehensively some weeks ago. And we're also one of the favourites going forward into the 2023 ODI World Cup. So what better time than now to have this conversation with our expert today, who's going to be helping us draw parallels between the game of cricket and financial independence and strategizing towards a better future when it comes to your finances. That person is Rajendra Bhatia. Rajendra Bhatia is the MD and Chief Wealth Strategist of Arthashastra Investments Private Limited. It's a boutique wealth management firm, having been in the business for the last 21 years or so. Thank you so much, Rajendra, for making us some time on the MoneyWise podcast. Welcome to the show, and how are you? And
thanks, Sheetal, for inviting. Good to be here.
For example, the way cricketers strategize before and during the match with the objective of winning. So, Rajendra, based on your experience, what facets do you think investors, or what things, lessons can investors learn from cricket teams around the world on approaching their own investment journey to achieve their financial goals?
Great, Sheetal. Yes, there are many, many parallels which can be seen between cricket and investing. To begin with, cricket has moved very fast from test matches to T20. In investing too, if we see with the bombardment of such ferocious advertisement campaigns nowadays, there is an enormous traction which has been created on online trading platforms. So many investors today are getting hooked to trading, even worse, in future and options, to make a fast buck, to the extent that SEBI had to recently put forth a notification which is displayed every time an investor logs on to any trading platform that 89% of the investors in future and options lose money. T20 can be great for entertainment, but priority of cricket will always lie in test matches. So will be the case of investing. Investors need to focus on long-term investing, as true wealth creation can only happen in long-term.
I like the analogy that you've given us over here, test matches specifically as a format to focus on and liken or take aspects from that in your own investment journey. The longer you're in, the better it is for you, the better your results are. Now, let's come to this other aspect of having someone to fall back on. We've seen this, of course, with cricketing teams the world over. In fact, some of the coaches are celebrities in their own right, and they occupy as much newspaper space as the cricketers themselves. What can we take away from this aspect of having someone's counsel at your disposal in our investment journeys?
Just like in cricket, in investing too, temperament and discipline play a very vital role. When we talk about long term, we at Arthashastra always communicate to all our investors that investments need to be aligned with your life goals. They are to be done for decades, not for years. Life certainly mirrors what a test match is. We all get two innings in which we need to bat, in investing parlance, pre-retirement and post-retirement innings. Just like the test matches, your second innings will be completely dependent on how well you and your team have played in the first innings and how well you have been able to handle the opposition, which are your always inflating expenses, highlighting the importance of temperament and discipline. Each member in the cricket team or a family has different skill sets and limitations. For example, the best batsman may not be the good bowler. So you need to allocate right jobs to the right person. Though it is necessary part of your investment portfolio, one cannot invest in liquid fund and expect to beat inflation. So, Sheetal, unlike earlier times, both in cricket and in investment, coaches or trusted investment advisors play a very vital role for majority of the investors so that they can get optimum output.
You're listening to MoneyWise, successful investment ideas that create wealth.
Did you know? According to AMFI data from December 2022, equity-oriented schemes were the top draw for investors and accounted for 67.5% of all mutual fund accounts. Exchange-traded funds, or ETFs, and or fund of funds, or FOF, were in second place at 12.5%.
Personal finance simplified, only on MoneyWise.
Similarly, when investing, right, what is the role of diversification or the need to invest in different asset classes according to you? And I might as well add one more question over here. Do you think that mutual funds is really a good option for investors with different investment profiles, for example?
Warren Buffett has famously quoted that if any part of your portfolio does not have negative growth, then you are not well diversified. From the time private mutual funds were launched in 94-95 in India, mutual funds have evolved a lot and they today have a wonderful bouquet of products or asset classes for an investor to choose from. Another key attribute of wealth creation is diversification, be it across asset classes or even in different securities in the same asset class. For example, through mutual funds, investors can invest in fixed income, equities, gold, and with the advent of REITs, even real estate. At the same time, if an investor needs to diversify in equities too, he or she has an option to invest in large, mid, or small cap funds, or even global funds. Nowadays, just like all-rounders, there are excellent hybrid products offerings, or a combination or the mix of these asset classes. Just like a team needs different set of players, your portfolio too needs different asset classes to reduce the volatility in your portfolio, at the same time, grow it at the required run rate.
You know, I'm absorbing all of this and a question has bubbled up in my mind right now, Rajendra. So right now I'm going to do that. How's that moment for you, Rajendra, to ask you a question over here. Let's just say that I'm this batsman who likes to score consistently to win the match, scoring twos and fours occasionally. This, I believe, would be a fruitful strategy for me. Now, in the world of investment, basically, I'm that person who wants to invest systematically, say 5,000 rupees on a monthly basis in a sort of a phased manner till I reach my financial goal. How's that? Could this strategy really work for me?
Superb cover drive, Shita. Very nice.
Systematic investment plans that are called SIPs.
SIPs have been kind of a boon not only for the investors, but also for the mutual fund industry today. As today, the industry is clocking 15,000 crores of SIP per month, which means investors have realized the value of scorings, ones and twos in building their portfolios. SIPs over the last 25 years have created tremendous wealth for investors, as just by nature, scoring ones and twos reduces the risk of getting out. At the same time, gives you the liberty to leave few balls when the bowler is bowling very well and keep calm and buy units at cheaper price when the markets are down and activate the ability of rupee cost averaging. As discussed earlier, discipline is the key attribute for wealth creation. SIPs have a great ability to help you invest a pre-decided amount at regular intervals, usually every month. Thus, over a long period of time, say in 10, 20 years, one can create great corpus for his goals. Nowadays, another feature being added to this wonderful tool is Step Up SIP, where you can predefine the growth of your SIP amount, say by 10% per year, to accelerate your goal achievement time.
The other thing, Rajendra, people, you know, cricketers constantly need to review their own performance. I'm sure there are video cassettes they watch of their own, not video cassettes, but, you know, recordings of their own performance and then take notes along with their coach and guide and mentor, etc., on how to better themselves. There's also practice at the nets. Everybody likes to catch a glimpse of their favorite cricketer at the nets. You know, that's another big thing. Do tell us the importance of actually monitoring the performance of our own portfolios. Is this something that we need to do on a daily basis in spite of actually trusting it with an advisor?
Great question again. Just like in a cricket match, if in the first few overs, if you have scored plenty of runs, it really doesn't guarantee that your end total will be very high. Or if few wickets have fallen in the first few overs, it doesn't guarantee that the match is going to be one-sided. Similarly, in your portfolio has gone up or down in last 6 months, it really doesn't mean much. And investment performance needs to be measured in long term based on the long term average growth of the asset class and the asset mix that you have. So monitoring of your investments needs to be done at a reasonable time. Typically, it should be done once in a year. Mm-hmm. And with the help of an advisor, so that you are going on the right path.
Pearls of wisdom from you would be great in terms of what you have observed as a person in the field for so long a period of time, over two decades, really, as the organization that you represent today. So what other ideas would you leave our listeners with that combine cricket and investment journeys together?
Thanks, Sheetal. There are three such learnings which I can share. So first is the very basic thing, start early. You know, in investing, compounding is the eighth wonder of the world, and compounding is everything. So be it when a cricketer is batting or if somebody is investing, the more time you spend on the pitch or remain in the market, that is the key to the growth of your investments. Second thing is very, very close to my heart, romance your balance sheet. At Arthashastra, we have seen that even the savviest people, be it the business owners, CFOs, or even CEOs, they would know the company's balance sheet inside out. But when it comes to personal balance sheet, very few are aware about this. So, what is the scorecard of your finances? Your balance sheet, which reflects if you have done good, bad, or if you need to do any course correction and where, your balance sheet should reflect that. So, we focus very much on balance sheet progress over a long period of time. And we always say that the balance sheet is your scorecard. Another aspect to this is consistency. Consistency is the key attribute. Consistency, be it in batting or bowling, makes you a great cricketer and a regular investor. Finally, I usually tell investors that it is not the market, but your behavior in the market that matters. In long term, for investment performance, it is now not how many things you have done right, but how many times you have avoided making mistakes, reacting to panic situation. So it is not about having the best product, but avoiding critical mistakes that is important. So be it for the cricketer on a cricket pitch or for an investor on the investment journey. And that is the reason I let you emphasize there is a growing importance of coaches who play a vital role or advisors in behavior management in investing.
Basically, you're saying as a batsman, your knees cannot be shaking the minute one particular type of bowler that you fear comes in front of you, right? Then you're prone to make a mistake.
Yes.
Fantastic. I think you've given us some great shots over here with respect to your pieces of wisdom with respect to cricket, analogy drawn to that, and investment, connecting the two worlds, really. And these are lessons that I don't think anyone will forget. And I'm quite certain that people will now look at the next set of actual cricket matches with a different eye. They'll be thinking green also along with blue. Bleeding blue to ho raha hai, lekin bleeding green hopefully will also happen. That's the color of money typically associated with money. And thank you so much, Rajesh, for driving home the point with our cricket analogies and investment today.
Thank you, Sheetal. Thank you very much.
You're listening to MoneyWise, brought to you by Bandhan Mutual Fund. Check out the rest of our series for more insights on investment and personal finance. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.